Om Namo Sharangama Mantra Namaha. This is the Sharangama Mantra coming from the Ushnisha Shitatapatra Dharani Sutra. It has an introduction. Thus I have heard Evam Maya Shrutam, followed by all of the Sanskrit of the Sharangama Mantra, spoken of in the Triastrimsha Devalokanam, in the heaven of the 33 of Chakra Indra Devanam. So it was later then spoken by Shakyamuni Buddha, and this mantra was spoken by Manjushri in India during Shakyamuni Buddha's time. But the mantra also was spoken in the Triastrimsha Devaloka, in the heaven of the 33 of Indra, Lord God of this universe. Here's the sutra in Sanskrit. And we will pause from time to time to move to a different section of it. But we'll basically do the entire mantra all the way through.
Sita tapatra Om namah Shri Sarva Buddha Bodhisattvebhyah Evam maya shrutam Ekasmin samaye Bhagavan deveshu Trayastrimsheshu Viharati sma Sudharmayam deva sabhaya mata bhikshu sanghena mata cha bodhisattva sanghena bhikshu shataihi shakrena cha devatanam indrena sardham tatra khalu bhagavan pragyapta evasane nishadya ushnisham avalokitam nama samadhim samapadyate sma samanantara samapanasya bhagavata ushnisham adhyadimani mantra padani nischaranti sma.
And now comes the actual beginning of the mantra itself, the Sharangama mantra.
Namo bhagavate ushnishaya shuddhe Viraje Vimale Swaha. Namo Bhagavate Apranihato Ushnishaya. Namo Buddhaya. Namo Dharmaya. Namo Sanghaya. Namaha Saptanam. Sanyak Sambuddha Kotinam. Namo Maitreya Pramukhanam Sarva Buddha Bodhisattvanam.
Sharangama Mantra, line 13.
Sashravaka Sanghanam Namo Loke Arhatanam Nama Strota Apananam Nama Sakrid Agami nama namo anagi minam.
Sharangama Mantra, verse, line number 18.
Namo loke sanyag gatanam nama sanyag pratipananam namo devarshinam namo deva brahmani Namo Buddhaya, Namo.
That was line 28, and now line 30. Namo Bhagavate, followed by the section on Lutolaya Wumobodhi, Rudraya, and Umapati, line 31 of the Sharangama Mantra.
Namo Bhagavate, Rudraya Umapati Saitaya, Namo Varunaya, Namo Bhagavate Narayanaya, Mahapanchamudra Namaha.
That whole section was Namo Namo Balahumoni Namo Yintolaya Namo Puchepudi Lutolaya Wumobodhi Swoshiyaya Namo Puchepudi Nolaya Naya Penja Moha Samantola in Siddham.
Namaskritaya Namo Bhagavate Nandikeshwara Mahakalaya Tripura Nagara Vidravana Karaya Adhimuktika Kashmira Mahashmashana Nivasitaya Namo Matrigana Sahitaya.
Now comes line 49, the section on homage to all the Buddha families. Namo Pochefadi Doto Cheto Julaya Botomo Julaya Bashila Julaya Namo Moni Julaya Namo Cheshi Julaya, and so on and so forth.
Namo Bhagavate Tathagata Kulasya Namo Bhagavate Padma Kulasya Namo Bhagavate Vajra Kulasya Namo Bhagavate Mani Kulasya Namo Bhagavate Gaja Kulasya Namo Bhagavate Karma Kulasya Namo Bhagavate Ratna Kulasya Namo Bhagavate Kumara Kulasya Namo Bhagavate Naga Kulasya Namo Bhagavate Raga Kulasya.
The section now is line number 56 of the Sharangama Mantra, and it's going to go through the mantras of each of the individual major Buddhas, such as Amitabha Buddha, Medicine Buddha, Baisajaguru Akshobhya Buddha, the mantra of Salendra Rajaya, the Salak Tree King Buddha, and so on and so forth, mantra of Shakyamuni Buddha. Line 56.
Namo Bhagavate Dridha Shura Ranasena Praharana Rajaya Tathagataya Arhati Sanyak Sambuddhaya.
That format is the Tathagataya Arhate Samyak Sambuddhaya. It's Doto Chedoya Ulahudi Samyak Sambhutoya. It's basically Tathagata, the thus come one, Arhat, gone beyond birth and death, Samyak Sambuddha. He's gone beyond birth and death to what? To Anuttara Samyak Sambuddha. To Samyak Sambodhi, to ultimate right, proper, and equal enlightenment, that of a Buddha. And now Amitabha Buddha's mantra.
Namo Bhagavate Amitabhaya Tathagataya Arhate Samyak Sambuddhaya.
And now the mantra of Akshobhya Buddha, who is the Buddha of the East, Amitabha the Buddha of the West, and Akshobhya is unmoving Buddha, also known as Baisajaguru, Medicine Buddha, which you see in the second line of the mantra. Uchupiya and Bishasha.
Namo Bhagavate Akshobhyaya Tathagataya Arhate Samyak Sambuddhaya. Namo Bhagavate Vajradhara Sagara Garjine Tathagataya Arhate Samyak Sambuddhaya.
That means Vajradhara Sagara means ocean, and Garjine means he has a roaring ocean-like sound, this Buddha.
Namo Bhagavate Bhaisajya Guru Vaidurya Prabha Rajaya Tathagataya Arhate Sanyak Sambuddhaya.
So that's again the Buddha of the East, Bhaisajya Guru, Medicine Buddha, Vaidurya, Lapis Lazuli, Prabha, Radiance. Rajaya is the king of healing, of course. Tathagataya arhate samyak sambuddha, doto chedoya ulahudi samyak sambhutoya.
Namo Bhagavate Amogha Siddhaye Tathagataya arhate samyak sambuddhaya.
That was Amogha Siddhi, the Buddha of the North, jeweled adornment Buddha, jeweled accomplishment Buddha of the North. He's the Buddha who works together with King Yama, Yama Raja Dharmapala, the god of death, Bodhisattva, but also works together with the most important earth store Bodhisattva, Kasithigarbha Bodhisattva, who has vowed to benefit living beings throughout the time from when Shakyamuni Buddha leaves this earth and this world system until Maitreya Buddha shows up in the future. Shakyamuni has entrusted all the living beings who are suffering to the hands of earth store Bodhisattva, Kasithigarbha, or Ditsang Wangpusa. That's the Buddha of the North, part of the Karma Vachana, or speaking out your bad karmas to purify them division. And next comes the Sala Tree King Buddha, line 77.
Namo Bhagavate Supushpita Salendra Rajaya Tathagataya Arhate Sanyak Sambuddhaya.
In Siddham, that's Salyanala Lashaya Doto Chedoya Ulahudi Samyasamputoya.
Namo Bhagavate Padmotara Rajaya Tathagataya Arhate Sanyak Sambuddhaya.
This Buddha is born from lotus, but is Uttara, meaning northern lotus born, higher, superior, excellent birth of lotus, but in the north.
Namo Bhagavate Vipashyane Tathagata Yarhate Sanyak Sambuddhaya.
This is the most important Vipassana Buddha, the ancient Buddha. Vipassana means learned or wise. And it is some degree etymologically of the root of where we find Vipassana meditation, although this is Vipassana versus Vipassana. But there is a connection etymologically of insight meditation, which is Prajna. And the Earth Store Bodhisattva Sutra says, in the section elaborating the names of the Buddhas and their benefits of chanting their names, Kusiti Garbha Pranidhana Ditang Wangpusa Sutra says, quote, "Furthermore, in the past, a Buddha named Vipassana appeared in the world, and if a man or woman simply hears this Buddha's name, Vipassana, that person will eternally avoid falling into the evil paths of the demons, the hungry ghosts, and the animals, and will always be born among people, or gods and goddesses, and will experience unsurpassed wonderful bliss." And now comes the mantra of the next ancient Buddha. There are seven ancient Buddhas, and this Buddha is Shikin Buddha.
Namo Bhagavate Shikine Tathagatayarhate Sanyak Sambuddhaya. Namo Bhagavate Vishvabhuve Tathagatayarhate Sanyak Sambuddhaya.
Two ancient Buddhas are Shikin Buddha and Vishvabhu. Vishvabhu means the origin of the universe. And now comes Kraku Chanda Buddha.
Namo Bhagavate Krakuchandaya Tathagatayarhate Sanyak Sambuddhaya.
Krakuchanda Buddha is spoken of in the Earth Store Bodhisattva Sutra as well, just like we said Om Namo Vipassana Buddha Namaha to plant such blessings. It says in the Earth Store Sutra, the Ditsang Wangpusa Jing, the Kushitigarbha Mahapranidhana Sutra, "Furthermore, in the past, a Buddha named Krakuchanda appeared in the world. If a man or woman hears this Buddha's name, Krakuchanda, and sincerely beholds, worships or praises him, that person will become the king of the great Brahma heaven. In the assemblies of the 1,000 Buddhas of the worthy aeon, and will there receive a superior prediction. Hence one can chant five times, Om Namo Krakuchanda Buddha Swaha." And now the next Buddhas, Kanakamuni Buddha, Kashyapa Buddha, and of course Shakyamuni Buddha, the Buddha of our era.
Namo Bhagavate Kanakamunaye Tathagatayarhate Sanyak Sambuddhaya. Namo Bhagavate Kashyapaya Tathagatayarhate Sanyak Sambuddhaya. Namo Bhagavate Shakyamunaye Tathagatayarhate Samyak Sambuddhaya. Namo Bhagavate Ratnachandraya Tathagatayarhate Sanyak Sambuddhaya.
Now the next one is line 87 of the Sarangama Mantra. It's Ratnaketu Rajaya. Lada Najidula Shuya, Ladan Najidula Shuya. Line 87.
Namo Bhagavate Ratnaketu Rajaya Tathagatayarhate Sanyak Sambuddhaya.
Now the next one is Samantabhadra, normally a bodhisattva, but as you know in the Manjushri Namasimgiti Sutra, if you look at the sutra called Manjushri Namasimgiti, chanting the names of Manjushri, Manjushri reveals that he is actually Samantabhadra Bodhisattva, and that Manjushri is actually Kashitigarbha, Earth Store Bodhisattva. So he takes two forms, that of Samantabhadra, Pushen Pusa, Universal Worthy, and of Ditsang Wangpusa, Earth Store. And hence that means, as we know, he's the father of all Buddhas. So it's basically saying homage to Samantabhadra Bodhisattva, actually Buddha, and that also means to Manjushri, and that also means to Earth Store Bodhisattva, who are really Buddhas manifesting in the provisional form. They're speaking the provisional in order to reveal the actual, but initially we need the provisions for the journey to cross the sea of birth and death, until we could eventually perceive the real, the actual, which is that they are Buddhas. And now the next one is the great Vairochana, light emitting everywhere. And the Samantabhadra we've covered. So, continuing on, we'll repeat this.
Namo Bhagavate Samantabhadraya Tathagatayarhate Sanyak Sambuddhaya. नमो भगवते वैरोचनाय तथागतायार्हते सम्यक् संबुद्धाय नमो भगवते विकसित कमलोतर गंधकेतुराजाय तथागतायार्हते सम्यक् संबुद्धाय.
Now what these refers to is so many of the future Buddhas of the next eons. And now line 91, which begins the section on preventing disasters, which is basically Dipyao Namo Sajelito Itan Puche Pudo Sadanto Chedu Shanishan, which is Sadanto is Sarva and Chedu Shanishan is Tathagata Ushnisha Shitatapatra. Dipyao Namo Sajelito Itan Puche Pudo Sadanto Chedu Shanishan Sadan Dobo Dalan Namo Upalashadan Bola Di Yang Chila Salapu Bodo Jelahuni Jelahu Jejelahuni. And then we'll pick up later at Balabidya Chituniya Jadamidiju Bodhidanling and Injadi Sarapa, the five Buddha hearts. So now line 91.
Ebhyo namaskritva imam bhagavatim sarvatatha gatoshnisha sitata patra.
This is actually the title of the whole sutra, and the mantra is the Tathagata Ushnisha Sitata Patra. That's Shitatapatra is Shidando Borla, and Tathagata Ushnisha is Chedushanishan Shitatapatra. So Dipya Namasajilito Itan Puchaputo Sadanto Chedushanishan Dando Chedushanishan Sadandobo Dalan. So basically, Tathagata is the Buddha, and Ushnisha is his crown chakra. Shitata means cool, the cool white canopy, or white, and Patra means canopy, or umbrella. So this is mentioned four times throughout the Sharangama Mantra, is Dotochedo Ushnisha, Dotochedo Shanishan, Shidandobola in Siddham, or simply Tathagata Ushnisha Shitata Patra, the great white canopy goddess that protects the crown chakra of the Buddha. We're going to re-recite lines 91 all the way through 98, because that whole section of Dipyao Namo Sajilito Itan Puche Puto Sadanto Chedu Shanishan Sadandobo Laran Namu Upalashadan Bola Di Yang Chila Salapu Bodo Jelahu That Nijelahu Jejelahuni. That whole section is one big important verse in Sanskrit that has a particular powerful meaning for preventing disasters. Line 91.
Ebhyo namaskritva imam bhagavatim sarvatathagatoshnisha sitatapatra nama parajitam pratyangiram pravakshyami.
So this whole section just there would be very important for you to memorize in Sanskrit. Let's repeat it one more time in Sanskrit, because it's such a powerful section of the mantra for bringing auspiciousness by preventing disasters from occurring in the world, so that big disasters become small ones and small disasters disappear altogether.
Ebhyo namaskritva imam bhagavatim sarvatathagatoshnishna sitatapatra nama parajitam pratyangiram pravakshyami. Ebhyo namaskritva imam bhagavatim sarvatathagatoshnisha sitatapatra nama parajitam pratyangiram pravakshyami.
So aparajitam means cannot be conquered. So the crown chakra, the Ushnisha Shitatapatra, the great white canopy above the Buddha's crown, or Om Shidando Borla, Shidando Borla, Shidando Borla, cannot be conquered. It is that nama, that name being chanted, is aparajitam. It cannot be conquered. And the actual mantra, starting with that line there, is Dipyao Namo Sajelito Itan Puche Puto Sadanto Chedu Shanishan Sadan Dobo Dala Namo Upa Lashidan Bola Di Yang Chila Salapu Bodo Jelahu Ni Jelahu Jejelahu Ni. And then Balabidya Chuduniya Jadamidiju Bore Danling Yening Judi Salapu. So it's beautiful. We see in this line number 97, it says Pratyungiram and Pravakshyami. Pravakshyami means I declare. Who's declaring? Well, the Buddha himself. In the Triastrimsha Devalokanam, in Indra's heaven of the 33, Buddha is saying, Pravakshyami, I declare, that Pratyingaram, Prati means partial, Pratyingaram means any portion, of these lines of the mantra, particularly starting at line number 91, Ebyo, or Dipyo, Namo Sajalito Itan Puche Pudo Sadan Toche Dushan Yishan, Sadan Dobo Dalan, any one portion of them, such as simply just chanting Shidandobola, Shitatapatra, or chanting Tathagata Ushnisha, Dotoche Dushan Yishan. So any of these lines, chanted in Siddham or in Sanskrit, a single one of them is equal to the whole. And that's what Master Xuanhua had always stated as well. So let's recite that one more time, because it's such a core part of the entire mantra. If you learn just that one section of the mantra, it's one of the three most important sections of the whole mantra. Line 91.
Ebhyo namaskritva imam bhagavatim sarva tathagatoshnisha sitata patra nama parajitam pratyangiram pravakshyami.
So now we're going to continue on line 98, 99, and we'll see on line 99 and 100 it'll say sarva bhuta graha. So that section there, starting at line 99, 100 is where we find the paravidya, which is balavidya, chitoni ujala miliju. Ujala is akala, miliju is mrityu, prevents against untimely deaths. And the untimely deaths means you're going to see when chant this section here of balavidya chitoni ujala miliju. The chitoni is stopping other evil mantras and magic, rending the demon's nets, casting out accidental death, and melting disasters and obstacles. It's basically the five hearts, lines 104 through 108. It basically says, saving from the karma of hate and suffering, this pure light is even more lucky still, says Master Xuanhua in Vajra Bodhisi, July 1990 issue. And then this line is tied in with the line 49, Namo Puchipudi or Namo Bhagavate Doto Chedo Julaya, the Buddha division, Shakyamuni and Vairochana. And then the Akala or Ujjala, line 105, is supreme as the great compassion of the heart seal language. In the Western Lotus division is a host of spirits. And add to that kindness, joy, giving, and renunciation, equanimity, the four unlimited minds. And its ingenious, wonderful function rivals the work of creation. Master Hua, August 1990. Commentary on Akala, untimely deaths it prevents against. This is tied in with the Padma Kulaya, line 51, Namo Bhutamo Julaya, the Padma division of the West of Amitabha. And there's these untimely deaths, which is what Akala Mrityu, or Ujjala Miliju, prevents against. So when you chant Balabidya Chuduni Ujjala Miliju Bodhadani Anindri Sarabhu, the Akala Mrityu, or the Ujjala Miliju, prevents the untimely deaths. And since we do say, I declare, says the Buddha, pravakshami, he declares that pratyangaram, line 98, that any one of these lines can do the work of the other lines, because it's part of a whole. So he says the following, here are the kinds of untimely deaths. So the untimely deaths would be executed by order of federal law, indulging in hunting, frolicking, lust, wine, and debauchery. One is waylaid by non-humans, which rob them of their ojas, their essence, their jingqi, their life breath, their prana. To be burned by fire, to be drowned by water, to be devoured by wild beasts, falling from a cliff, being poisoned by voodoo or evil magic, evil mantras, evil ghosts, flying corpses, and dying from hunger and thirst. So these are the types of untimely death that we find. They're spoken of as the nine kinds of untimely death. And then we find the next section of the mantra there with the Akala Mrityu, Balabidya Chituni Ujjala Miriju Boli Danlaya. So this one, the Mrityu, line 106, which is death, or Miliju, is carrying mountains, brandishing pestles, pervading empty space. The Vajras in the east subdue the demon troops, 84,000 of them constantly protect and cause the practitioner of the Sharangama Mantra to enter the great center. They're well protected, says Master Hua in Vajra Bodhisi in the September 1990 issue. This line, Miliju, or Mrityu, is allied with line 51, Namo Bashula Julaya, or Namo Bashula's Vajra Kulaya, the Eastern Diamond Division of Medicine Buddha and Akshobhya. Master Hua says the next line, 107, Chutuni Ujjala Miliju Bolidanlaya Ningjali. So Bolidanlaya is spoken of in Sanskrit as
Paritrayanim.
So this line, Bolidanlaya, is spoken of as the following commentary by Master Hua. The as-you-will pearl is wonderful and inconceivable. In the southern division of transformation and birth, it bestows fearlessness. This is the southern division, Ratnasambhava Buddha. When the heart mantra is received and upheld, things reveal their original shape. And hence, Wang Liang and Li Mei and other strange ghosts are drawn in by its magnetic power, says Master Hua in the October 1990 issue. This line's tied up with line 53 of Manikulaya, the jewel division. And then lastly is line 108, quite auspicious. Line 108 is the Karim, or Ningjali. So this is the Yanim, the Parutra Yanim, Yanim or Karim Yanim. It's Ratnasambhava. Actually, it says, Most Supreme, performing Dharma, the Vajra Heart, wheel-turning, honored one in the Northern Accomplishment Division, wisdom and proper samadhi take precepts as the root. With great enlightenment, one is revered by people and gods. Vajra Bodhi C, November 1990. This is tied in with line 32, Uma Bodhi, or Umapati, Namo Cheshe Julaya, the Garjakulaya of the North. This is Umapati, and Umapati is?
Umapati. Is the husband of Uma, the Mother Nature, Lord Shiva.
So, Lord Shiva connection there, and Shiva's consort or wife is Uma. So, this is tied in with Amoghasiddhi Buddha and Earth Store Bodhisattva, the Buddha of the North. And also, you find a connection there. It says, dispelling hatred, releasing resentment. This is line 109, Sarva, or Salapu, which is going to invoke a whole bunch of other things of the different Buddhas that are protected from. It basically says, dispelling hatred, releasing resentment, one rejoices in harmony, and wars forever cease, and things return to peace. All bonds and fetters melt away. The five great heart mantras are unfathomably wonderful. This is Chutuni Ujjala Miriju Bolidana Yeningjali. And Salapu and Balabhidya before are quite important. So let's hear the Sanskrit of those lines, starting with Sarva.
Sarva kalika laha vigraha vivada prashamanim sarva bhuta graha nivaranim sarva para vidyachetanim akala mrityu paritrayanim sarva sattva bandhana mokshanim.
So the important lines are starting with line 99, which is sarva bhuta graha. Important there, but really where the key mantra begins is with Paravidya or Balabhidya. So let's recite the starting with Paravidya.
Paravidya chedanim akala mrityu paritrayanim sarvasattva bandhana mokshanim.
So the key words are right there, simply these words.
Chedanim akala mrityu paritrayanim.
So that's the core of Chutuni Ujjala Miliju Bolidana Yeningjali. So again, we'll chant rapidly in Sanskrit.
Chedanim akala mrityu paritrayanim sarvasattva bandhana mokshanim.
And now let's move on to the next section of the mantra after a brief commentary. So a beautiful commentary we could see for the following lines in Sanskrit. Here's the Sanskrit.
Sarva kali kalaha vigraha vivada prashamanim.
So the meaning of this is we have all within the kali kalaha, the kali yuga, or in Buddhism called the dharma ending age, is vigraha. Vigraha means instead of it grasping you and incarnating, instead you are released from its grasp. A way of explaining this, Master Hua says, is when you chant the Sharangama mantra, but particularly Chitoni Ujjala Miriju Bole Danla Yeningjali, or
Chedanim Akala Mrityu Paritrayanim.
When you chant these words, yet alone the entire Sharangama mantra, you are relieved from the grasp, the graha, of the Kali Yuga age, that is to say, Kali, the goddess of death, this era of death and destruction, that is to say, the Dharma-ending age. In other words, you're now in the proper Dharma age as if a Buddha is in the world, because you're chanting such a mantra, it's as if the gods and goddesses and Dharma-protecting spirits, Buddhas and Bodhisattvas are right there in front of you, as if you're in a pure realm of their time when everything's peaceful. And the next one is Prashamanam, which means soothes, and Vivada.
Any kind of quarrel.
So the quarreling is the fighting. So later on, only one line later, Salapu, Master Hua says, one of the meanings of Salapu implied here, ilo Salapu implies Sarva, is that all of the quarrels, the vivada, the quarrels, the wars, are prashamanam. They're dispelled, they're calmed, they're soothed. Master Hua explained this, that big giant wars become small minor skirmishes. And little skirmishes with guns and violence disappear altogether and people become peaceful. In other words, the grasp of the Kali age, the Kali Yuga, the Dharma ending age, is released. So beautiful, the Sanskrit. So I encourage you to study this as deeply as you can. We'll recite this verse one more time.
Ebhyo namaskritva imam bhagavatim sarvatathagatoshnisha sitatapatranama parajitam pratyangiram pravakshyami sarva kali kalaha vigraha vivada prashamanim sarva bhuta graha nivaranim sarva paravidya chedanim akala mrityu paritrayanim sarva sattva bandhana mokshanim.
So the mokshana is liberation. You are freed from the bandages, from the bandhana, and you get liberation. All sarvasattva, all living beings, receive this liberation and aren't bound by death anymore. So the power of the section 91 all the way through section 109, the Dibya Namo Sajeli Tuitan Puche Puto Saranto Chedu Shanishan Saranto Bodala Namu Pulashidan Boladi Yangchila Salapu Bodo Jela Huni Jela Hujela Huni Bala Bidi Chuduni Ujada Midi Jubore Dana Yening Jidi Salapu. It's incredibly powerful to dispel all the bad energy in the world and replace it with kindness and compassion. Maitri, kindness, compassion, Karuna, Maha Karuna, great compassion, and where you see yourself as equal to all living beings in the universe. And lastly, to our mudita, sympathetic joy. All your joy comes from everyone else's joy. You don't need any joy for yourself because you have great contentment. And lastly is upeksha, or equanimity, which also means detachment and means renunciation. You renounce your own life for the sake of all other living beings because you know that you are one with them. Very powerful. Another beautiful commentary we can add with the Chutani or Chedanim. Chedanim or Chutani from Chutani Ujala Miliju. So Chedanim means destroyed, and Paravidya refers to Sarva Paravidya or Balavidya, is all the knowledge that is contrary to the truth is destroyed. And then the Sarva Kalaki, the Sarva Kali Kala Ha, Ha like Haritaki, Ha like Hariom Hara Ha. Ha means remover of or destroyer of, and what it's destroying is the Kala, the time of Kali. That is to say, it's destroying the Dharma ending age and replacing it with the proper Dharma age. With, Vedic terms, rather than Buddhist terms, instead of calling it the proper Dharma age, we would call the time that's not the Kali Yuga as the time of auspiciousness, or
Satya Yuga.
The Satya Yuga period. And Vigraha also means the form in which the beings take, these beings that are invoked by the Sharangama, to come and prashamanam, soothe the vivada, the quarrels and fighting and wars and killing energy. And Vigraha is the form that they take. They manifest in this world via you chanting the mantra, invokes them and brings those beings forth, whether you can see them or not, such that they ha, haritaki, hariom haraha, they remove the period kala of Kali. And hence that destructive time is brought to an auspicious time because of sarva kali kala ha vigraha vivada prashamanim. And this is all invoked by the core part of the Sharangma, the heart of the heart, is chutuni ujala miriju bole danla yeningjali. So the balabidya is paravidya. So in chutuni or chedanim means
Cutting down.
We're cutting down false knowledge. And cutting down untimely ujala or akala mrityu miliju, untimely death. Meaning we're ending Kali age and we're bringing forth the proper Dharma age or the Satya Yuga right now, here and now, in the midst of this degenerate evil time of the five turbidities. Instead, we're invoking and bringing about a heavenly period all within our minds, so that we can be with beings who are very suffering and confused in the Kali Yuga time, and we can act as if we're in the Satya Yuga time to benefit them and show them the truth of what is really here, and dispel the maya of all of their anger and hatred and ignorance and confusion. So that there, bandhana, there binds, things that bind them, of all these sarvasattva living beings are released, they're liberated, mokshanam. And hence, we fulfill the meaning of the four aims of life, which are dharma, artha, kama, mokshanam, or dharma, artha, sukha, contentment, mokshanam. We liberate them, bodhi. And this is the whole meaning of bodhicitta. You have the citta, the vow, the thought, to enlighten yourself first so that you could then save all sentient beings. Let's move on to the next section of the mantra in this commentary. So one last thing to mention is the paritrayanim, or the bole danla ye ningjali. The paritrayanim, or bole danla ye ningjali, invokes the Buddha's bole danla ye paritra of the south, Ratnasambhava, the jeweled birth Buddha, and with all of their paramita bodhisattvas, which are dana, shila, kshanti, virya, dhyana, samadhi, prajna, upaya, pranidana, bala, and jnana. That is to say, all the bodhisattvas of the south are invoked by paritra, or bodhidanaya, the south, the southern division. And that means all the bodhisattvas who focus on generosity, dana, shila, following moral conduct, kshanti, patience, focused on keeping their forbearance and patience, virya, vim and vigor and vitality, the fifth paramita, dhyana samadhi, their meditative mindfulness, their passive choiceless awareness, their shamatha, stillness of body and mind. The sixth paramita is the bodhisattvas who have awakened their prajna, their insight, their vipassana. The seventh paramita bodhisattvas are ones who are at the seventh ground of bodhisattva. They are very skillful in upaya, skillful means, expedience. They use the right medicine in the right proportions for the right sickness. The eighth ground, very high-level bodhisattvas, they have brought forth vast pranidana, great vows. They give you their prana. They dana their prana. They give you their word, and their word is made flesh. Next one is the ninth ground bodhisattvas, very high, so close to Buddhahood. They have great bala, strength, paramita. And lastly is tenth ground bodhisattvas. They have jnana, guna, sagra, just like Jairam, Hanuman. So they have great sea vast ocean-like wisdom. They're tenth ground bodhisattvas, one step away from full Buddhahood. In other words, we could say they're like servants of Ram. But they're not Ram yet themselves. We could say they're servants of the Buddha at the highest order, the highest closest assistance to the Buddhas, but they're still not a Buddha yet. So that's these 10 grounds, or 10 paramitas, dana, shila, kshanti, virya, dhyana, samadhi, prajna, upaya, pranidana, bala, and jnana, exalted wisdom. So these are the bodhisattvas of this southern birth, paritraya. That is to say, bodhidanaya. And then yanim, or ningjali, these are the Buddhas of the north, the bodhisattvas of the north, Amoghasiddhi, jeweled accomplishment, and his entourage, which includes earth door bodhisattva in his myriad transformations, Ditang Longpusa, Kshitigarbha, and Yamaraja, Dharmapala, the king, the god of death, in his myriad transformations as grim reapers to come take care of beings who really shouldn't be staying in a human body much longer because they're causing too many people to die and suffer. So they cause them to take rebirth in a lower realm so they could get a taste of their own medicine. So this is the explanation, very profound mystical explanation of this mantra. So the paritrayanim refers to... So hence that whole sea vast assembly of Ratnasambhava, the Buddha of the south, and the Buddha of the north, Amoghasiddhi, that is to say, all the paramita bodhisattvas, and the Akashagarbha, Kargarbha bodhisattvas of Ratnasambhava, and of Ningjali, the Buddha of the north, that is to say, Yanim, which refers to Amoghasiddhi, earth store bodhisattva, Kshitigarbha, and Yamaraja and his messengers, they all work together to save, to paritrayanim. Which is to save. Who are they saving? Sarvasattva, all living beings. What are they saving them from? From their own confused thinking that is not really sattvic, but is instead rajasic, full of desire and envy, or full of tamasic, full of hatred and anger and rage. So that their bandhanam, their moksha, they're liberated from their bounds of their confused minds. And, of course, liberated from untimely death caused by their confused minds. So this verse is so profound. It's the most important verse of the entire mantra, Master Hua says, for dispelling all the bad energies in the world. So we'll recite it one last time before we move to the next section, starting right here with the sarva.
Sarva kali kalaha विग्रह विवाद प्रशमनिम सर्वभूत ग्रह निवारिणिम सर्वपर विद्या छेदनिम अकाल मृत्यु परित्रायणिम सर्वसत्व बंधन मोक्षिणिम।
So one more time we're going to recite.
Sarva kali kalaha vigraha vivada prashamanim.
So now, as that's been spoken, may you think in your mind and send out the blessings in the world that such beings come to the world to subdue, to soothe, to prashamanim, all of the quarrels and fighting and wars, and that they vigraha take form and manifest in the world, these bodhisattvas, gods, goddess forms, as ordinary human beings, to ha, to hariha, hariom haraha, to remove the kala, the age of Kali, this dharma ending age, and to bring auspiciousness. So think that right now in your meditation. And now verse number 99, line 99, we'll look at this Sanskrit again.
Sarva bhuta graha nivaranim sarva pari vidya chedanim.
So now if you think in your mind, think that all the negative energies that grasp you and control you and confuse you, including your own inner mind confusion, that all of those bad knowledge and wrong views, improper views, that they are destroyed, that they are dispelled, that they are cut. So the root of your ignorance, your all of your confusion, your ignorance, your lack of wisdom is just cut at the root. And the biggest wisdom is knowing that we're all interdependent, we're all one. And what is the biggest ignorance? What is the biggest confusion and mistake? It's thinking that you are a separate self, that, hey, I am somebody. Why do you disrespect me? I am somebody. You are not somebody. You are not even someone. You are one. So you're not separate beings. And the last part of the mantra is
Akala mrityu paritrayanim sarvasattva bandhana mokshanim.
So now imagine that mokshanim in your meditation, that all living beings, sarvasattva, are liberated mokshanim from their bonds, bandhana. And that paritrayanim, that the Buddhas of the south and the Buddhas of the north in their bodhisattva, god, goddess, and retinue of spirits, that they all act to basically remove the untimely death and to remove the confusions of the mind. So now we'll take a break in this recording, having completed the very important part of the first lines of the Sharangama Mantra from line 1 all the way up through line 108, and then the final Salabhu, line 109. We'll go into the next section to complete section 1 of the mantra and the other very important sections invoking all the Vajra-protecting spirits. But this was the core. If you grasped and got and chant the section we've already shown here, and the file is available on the website worldwideweb.shurangama.com. That's www.shurangama.com is available there, and you could download this introduction to the mantra. This is the core part of the mantra to bring auspiciousness and protection to the world. We now dedicate the merit and virtue of this section of the Sharangama Mantra and its commentary that has the purpose of benefiting living beings to all the universe, living beings, so they may be freed from their bandhana and they may reach mokshanam, anuttarasam yaksam bodhi.
This is the voice of Jimpa from